All right. Appreciate everybody being here. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P23-110 regarding Brian Cagle. The time is now 9:07 a.m. on November 7th of 2024. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees introduce themselves today along with their title and purpose. We'll start with those of us who are here in person.
Brandon Eaton, board staff.
Thank you.
Orlean Laura, investigations manager.
Thank you.
Kurt Winter, deputy director.
Thank you.
Stan Dickey, EAC member.
Thanks.
Robert Kurz, committee member.
Thank you.
Casey Hutchison, board counsel.
Thank you. Mr. Sexton?
Michael Sexton, City of Phoenix, committee member.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Huber?
Well, Huber, I'm LS and self-employed and registered in Arizona, California, and Nevada.
Thank you. Mr. Putt?
David Putt, I'm the ledger.
Thank you, sir. And just for the record, we have reached out to Mr. Cagle and invited him to participate in today's meeting, but he's declined to participate in it, so he won't be here this morning. Just a few reminders. The meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. Okay. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This becomes important when we go back to review the recording so that we can know who said what. To avoid any disruptions, all cell phones will either need to be turned off or placed on silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of the meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on May 11th of 2023 related to record of survey in Benson, Arizona, on or about March 3rd of 2023. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that have occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the Board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I'd like to ask each committee member if they have done so and if they feel comfortable moving forward without any conflicts with respondent or ledger. For the record, I will call each committee member by name, and then if you could signify yes or no on whether you're good to move forward. Mr. Sexton?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Herz?
Yes.
Appreciate it. Mr. Huber?
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Dickey?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Fact-finding during the meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with a ledger. We would move on to respondent next, but he's not participating. Committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed on the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their positions for each item and only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. Any party here, or any party, no party is here, any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect and will receive a call when it's their turn for the interview. Being that we only have a ledger online. We'll start, we'll interview him first and then have deliberations and go from there. So at this point, we're good to move forward for executive session. If I get a motion to do so.
I'm going to go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Can I get a second?
I would second. Robert Herz seconded.
Thank you. And we'll do a quick roll call vote. And again, this is just to move into executive session to do interviews. Mr. Sexton?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Herz?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Huber?
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Dickey?
Yes.
Appreciate it. It's now 9:12 a.m. And all right. Again, it's 9:12 a.m.